Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate several birthdays, including that of a cartoon character. So are you ready? Set? Let's go! Last week, August 4th, marked the birth in 1897 in Chicago, Illinois, of Abraham Simon Lyman. Abe Lyman learned to play drums at a young age and at 14 had his first musical job at the Colonial Cafe in Chicago. In 1918, Abe Lyman relocated from Chicago to lead the band at his brother Mike's nightclub, the Sunset Inn, in Santa Monica, California. The Sunset Inn was a success until it was forced to close as a consequence of a scandal involving Fatty Arbuckle and Wallace Reed. But Abe soon landed a contract to play in the Coconut Grove Ballroom at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, and he opened there on April 1, 1922, to an estimated 1,500 guests. In the summer of 22, the band made their first records for the Nordskog label, and a year later began recording for Brunswick, for whom they made hundreds of records between 1923 and 1936. By 1930, Abe Lyman was featured in movies, and from the mid-30s, he was heard on radio. About 1947, he left the music business and went into restaurant management. Abe Lyman died in Beverly Hills on October 23, 1957. Here's Abe Lyman.
Here is the drag, see how it goes. Down on the heel, up on the toes. That's the way to do the varsity drag. It's hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue. Gets as much applause as waving a flag. Say you can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise. If you all answer the call when your professor cries. Everybody down on the hill, up on the coast, stay after school, learn how it goes. That's the way to do the varsity drag.
Things that I don't know about, can't be worthwhile finding out, 'cause I believe I'm having lots of fun. Never had a lady friend attempt to turn me down. Always spend my money in the hottest place in town. So on my tombstone have a fly, here lies a man that's satisfied, 'cause I believe in having lots of fun.
I like that band, a trio of songs from Abe Lyman's California Orchestra. We started the show with the Varsity Drag from the show Good News, written by Buddy DeSilva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson. Phil Neely was the vocalist on that March 28, 1928 recording. Then on September 9, 1926, the band was having lots of fun. And we just heard a jazz holiday written by W. Benton Overstreet and Walter Melrose. Benny Goodman recorded a jazz holiday in January of 1928. Ted Lewis waxed his rendition in April. And Abe Lyman's version was recorded on November 28, 1928. Bandleader Abe Lyman, born August 4, 1897. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Last week, August 11th, marked the birth in 1895 in Cincinnati, Ohio, of Harry Reichman. You know him better as Harry Richman. At age 12, he and a friend formed a musical act called Remington and Reichman and appeared at the Casino Theater in Chicago. Let's see, at age 12, I was playing Fort in the backyard. At 18, he changed his name from Reichman to Richman and played in San Francisco as a comedian, appeared in vaudeville, and accompanied the Dolly Sisters, Mae West, and Nora Bayes on piano. He made his debut on Broadway in 1922 with Nora Bayes in Queen of Hearts, which ran for just 39 performances. But he was also in George White's Scandals of 1926, where he introduced the songs Lucky Day and The Birth of the Blues, one of his biggest hits. He also starred in the 1928 edition of The Scandals, in which he sang I'm on the Crest of a Wave. Next came Lou Leslie's International Review in 1930, choreographed by Busby Berkeley, and featuring the songs Exactly Like You and On the Sunny Side of the Street. Richman co-wrote a number of songs, including Walkin' My Baby Back Home, There's Danger in Your Eyes, Cherie, Singing a Vagabond Song, and Miss Annabelle Lee. Throughout the 1930s, he also made appearances on radio and in nightclubs. His film credits include Puttin' on the Ritz in 1930, The Music Goes Round in 36, and 38's Kicking the Moon Around. Amidst all that, he owned the Club Richman in New York, set the world altitude record for a single-engine amphibious plane, and created another record by flying a single-engine plane from New York to England and back again. He pretty much retired from show business in the 40s, but made occasional appearances into the 1960s. His autobiography is titled A Hell of a Life. Harry Richman died in Hollywood on November 3, 1972. Here is that flamboyant, debonair man about town, Harry Richman.
Nighttime, daytime, I've always been blue. But my maytime has started with you. I will admit I've had some luck, but it has always been bad. Oh, what dumb luck I just had. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Now I'm in clover. I'm glad all over. I want to shout hooray. I found a horse you couldn't go wrong. And then, of course, you happened along. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. And look at me. Now I'm in clover. Cause I'm glad all over. And I wanna yell, hooray. And I found a little horseshoe. That's why I couldn't go wrong. And then you little devil, you came along. Ha ha, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. And now I'm in clover. I'm glad all over. I want to yell, hey, hey! I found a horse you couldn't go wrong. And then you happen along. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll swear.
gee whiz, oh gee whiz, there's why I can't eat a bite. Those flaming eyes, that flaming you. Oh, mister, oh, sister, tell me the truth. Ain't she sweet? See her coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Oh me, oh my, ain't that perfection? I repeat, don't you think she's kind of neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she sweet? Will you see her coming down the street? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. But you must tell me confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her lovely direction. Why, that's my baby. Ain't that perfection? But I must repeat, I must. Don't you think she's kind of neat? But you must tell me very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she sweet? See her coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Oh me, oh my, ain't that perfection? I repeat, don't you think she's kind of neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
Rhythm of the music and the music of the rhythm. Come what may, it's the same Broadway for that part of the city, in the heart of the city. Plant my feet on that grand old street and let me live in that gay tempo. Bright light shine on that old skyline. So come on to the main stem where everyone mingles, the roaring of the traffic and the singing of the jingles. Your far away I may be, still the Broadway melody lingers on longingly, deep within the heart of me. I'll remember every hour, through every day, through every song, till we meet on the street back where I belong. It's your Broadway, and it's my Broadway, the rhythm of the music and the music of the rhythm. Come what may, it's the same Broadway for that part of the city, in the heart of the city. Plant my feet on that grand old street and let me live in that day. Bright light shine on that old skyline. Come on to the main stem where everyone mingles, the roaring of the traffic and singing of the jingles. Your Broadway and the rhythm. Come what may, it's the same Broadway
for that heart of the city, in the heart of the city. Plant my feet on that grand old street and let me live in that gay tempo. Bright lights shine on that old skyline. So come on to the main stem where everyone mingles, the roaring of the traffic and singing of the jingles.
Three from the flamboyant, debonair Harry Richman. From 1937, we just heard Your Broadway and My Broadway. And that was preceded by Ain't She Sweet from 1927, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. And we began with Lucky Day from George White's Scandals of 1926, recorded August 5th. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without the radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request or a comment about the show? I'd love to hear from you. You can send email to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, on August 5th in 1924, the comic strip Little Orphan Annie debuted in the New York Daily News. Annie and her little dog Sandy were creations of cartoonist Harold Gray. In the original concept, the main character was a boy named Otto, but Captain Joseph Patterson, owner of the Chicago Tribune, suggested the gender and name change. Little Orphan Annie was not an original name. It was the title of an 1885 poem by James Whitcomb Riley, and the title of a photograph that has hung in a Philadelphia gallery since 1909. It's a good thing Gray changed the name of the strip from Little Orphan Otto to Little Orphan Annie, because I don't think I have any songs about Ottos, but I have some about Annies, including Little Orphan Annie. Here's the Coon Sanders Orchestra.
Come on. on Mr. Trouble, who's afraid of you. Little Orphan Annie will go smiling
that happened on a side street when a fellow went to ring his sweetheart's bell. He saw the shades were drawn and he knew his gal was gone when he listened to the story that a neighbor had to tell. Annie doesn't live here anymore. You must be the one she waited for. She said, I would know you by the blue in your eyes. Checkered suit, a fancy vest, a polka dot tie. She answered that description, so I guess that you're the guy. Well, Annie doesn't live here anymore. Annie doesn't live here anymore. It's too bad you didn't call before. She just bought a gown that ties with ribbons above. Brand new shoes, a pretty hat, the latest star glow. She really looks so alluring and just waiting for your love. But Annie doesn't live here anymore. It was spring, there was romance in the air and everything seemed for loving hearts to share, and there was she, just as lonely and as blue as she could be. That's the reason Annie doesn't live here anymore. Might have been your picture that she tore. She was oh so faithful, what a pitiful sight. Waited for the letter that you promised to write. A gentleman with the top hat called around the other night. And Annie doesn't live here anymore.
A little different sound than we normally hear on Rapidly Rotating Records. Those were violinists Irvin Solomon and Joe Hughes with guitar and Ragtime Annie, recorded in Dallas on October 14, 1929 by Victor. The tune was a favorite of country fiddlers, and Victor had recorded a version of it in 1922 by Eck Robertson. Ragtime Annie was preceded by Billy Cotton and his orchestra in 1934 with the vocal by an unknown duo on Annie Doesn't Live Here Anymore, written by Joe Young, Johnny Burke, and Harold Spina. And we began that Annie set of songs with the Coon Sanders Orchestra on December 3, 1928, and Little Orphan Annie. Music by Joe Sanders, lyrics by Gus Kahn, and the vocal by Joe Sanders. It's not unusual that Joe Sanders would write a song about Little Orphan Annie, because at the time, the Coon Sanders Orchestra was appearing on WGN radio in Chicago. WGN stood for World's Greatest Newspaper and was owned by the Chicago Tribune, which ran the strip. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL Avalon and available on demand 24/7 at radiofreeworld.com. Last week marked the birth on August 8th in 1907 in New York of jazz musician Benny Carter. He received his first music lessons on piano from his mother. He was also attracted to the trumpet and C melody sax, on which he was self-taught. By age 15, he was sitting in on sessions in Harlem, and between 1924 and 28, he played with the Wilberforce Collegians and with Earl Hines in Pittsburgh. His first recordings were made in 1928 as a member of Charlie Johnson's orchestra based at Harlem's Small's Paradise. Later in 1928, he joined Fletcher Henderson's orchestra as arranger. In 1931, Benny became musical director of McKinney's Cotton Pickers, and in 1932 put together his own band. In 1935, he played with Willie Lewis's orchestra in Paris and spent 3 years in Europe playing and recording with a number of different bands. Carter was back in the U.S. in 1938, where he formed another band which spent much of 39 and 40 at Harlem's Savoy Ballroom. Benny Carter is still with us and just celebrated his 95th birthday. Here's Benny Carter and his swing quartet.
Thank you.
a trio of tunes from Benny Carter, born August 8, 1907. We started off with Royal Garden Blues, Benny Carter and his swing quartet recording in London on October 19, 1937. Then from 1933, Devil's Holiday, and we just heard Nightfall, written by Benny Carter and recorded in London April 15, 1937. Last week, on August 9th, in 1963, the rock music TV program Ready, Set, Go premiered on the BBC in London, England. So, are you ready? Set? Go!
Thank you. lonesome type. I hate a man who smokes a pipe, but your dopey walk, your double talk, I go for that. Your corny jokes, your dizzy folks, I go for that. Your kiss just misses, your dancing is rough, but I love that stuff. I guess I don't get around quite enough. You play the uke, you're from Dubuque, I go for that. And furthermore, I just adore your fuzzy hair, your vacant stare. I'd run from Gable, but right off the bat, to be with you, my Romeo. Don't ask me why, 'cause I don't know. I look at you and ooh, I go for that kind of loving. I like your hugging. I go for that. Your heart of golden teeth to match, I go for that. Your kiss just misses, your dancing is rough, but I love that stuff. I guess I don't get around quite enough. You play the uke, you're from Dubuque, I go for that. And furthermore, I just adore your fuzzy hair, your vacant stare. To Mr. Cupid, I take off my hat. You can't account for silly taste of all the hearts I could have chased. I look at you and ooh, I go for that.
A ready, set, go set of songs on a rapidly rotating records. We began with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra from 1927 and Have It Ready. Then from May 23, 1939, it was Billy Kyle and his own composition, Between Sets. Pianist William Osborne Kyle was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on July 14, 1914. Although he preferred to work as an accompanist and studio musician, he did lead his own small group, such as the one we just heard, with Dave Barber on guitar, Marty Kaplan on bass, and O'Neill Spencer on drums. In 1953, Kyle joined Louis Armstrong's All-Stars, where he remained until his death in Youngstown, Ohio, on February 23, 1966. And we finished up with Dorothy L'Amour, with the orchestra directed by Jerry Joyce, and I Go For That, recorded December 15, 1938. I Go For That was from the film St. Louis Blues, and was written by Matty Melnick and Frank Lesser. And we have time for one more from Harry Richman, from Lou Leslie's International Review in March of 1930, Fields and McHugh's Exactly Like You.
I used to have a perfect sweetheart, not a real one, just a dream, but a wonderful vision of us as a team. Can you imagine how I feel now? Love is real now, it's ideal. Why, you're just what I wanted, and now it's nice to live, paradise to live. I know why love waited, I know why I've been blue. I dreamed each night of someone exactly like you. I love the things you tell me. I love the things you say. Why, I could fight for someone exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand my foolish little scheme. I'm scheming my freedom. I've changed my point of view. I bound my heart to someone exactly like you. I know why love waited. I know why I've been blue. I dreamed each night of someone exactly like you. I love the things you tell me. I love the things you say. Why I could fight for someone exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand my foolish little scheme. I'm scheming dreams I'm dreaming. I don't want my freedom. I've changed my point of view. I bound my heart to someone exactly like you.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.